Good evening. Good evening. This is Mercer for President, President of the United States in 2020. And I'm a candidate that's campaigning for President of the United States in 2020. And my sponsors are the government. This is a United States government presidential campaign. The United States government is doing a presidential campaign. And I'm that presidential candidate that has been appointed, nominated by the United States government to run in the 2020 presidential campaign. And with this being a United States government presidential campaign, it started through the United States Army in 1992 in the Texas Army National Guard. That's when I volunteered for a master's degree in the United States Army. And this was in the Texas Army National Guard as a citizen soldier. And a citizen soldier at that time was a person that went to camp once a month, sort of a new educational program, and a new program to man the United States, the Texas Army National Guard. So after I joined the Texas Army National Guard, I was sent to college at the United States Army Military Intelligence Academy, Camp Billy, San Antonio, Texas. And there I was appointed over the United States of America as a Texas senator and a captain in the Texas Army National Guard. Plus, at that time, they did what's called a hot wire hookup. And I had volunteered to go for a master's degree. They surprised me. So you're going to find out that this presidential campaign is going to start educational and going to end up most likely being a lawyer. That is the new judiciary. It's going to be a whole new United States government. So my presidential campaign is a government platform. And this government platform is the bringing of a new United States government. We have a new United States government. We're going to have two United States governments. We're going to have two presidents of the United States. And I'm one of those presidents of the United States. Why? Because I'm the developer of that second United States government. And it was developed in the United States Texas Army National Guard, Camp Billy, San Antonio, Texas, and at the University of Texas Graduate School of Business in Arlington, Texas. And this is an educational program. This educational program deals with intelligence. And you'll find out that intelligence in this program satisfied all of the needs of the United States government. This is a good educational program. It deals with any and everything there is in the United States. So also it includes all the people in the United States. It includes all of the states of the United States. And includes all the assets of the United States. And those are some of the things you'll learn in the School of Business about assets, people, and government business, people business, and how they function. And those are the things that we're encountering right now today in the United States on a daily basis. How people are functioning, the government's functioning, and the education that they're using in their functioning. So, Merciful President, I use a lot of books. These are the things I've been using in my presidential campaign. I use books. I use the legislature. I use dictionaries, I use the internet, I use law books, I use other sources of information. I even develop sources of information because that's what it's going to take for you to understand Merciful President presidential campaign. You're going to need to know, you're going to have to be informed about the presidential campaign. You're going to be informed about everything that it encompasses, that it encounters. And so this is a new technique. This is a new type of presidential campaign. It's a mandatory presidential campaign. It's something that the government needs so they can understand a presidential campaign. I mean, by understanding it is we have candidates in the previous years that have ran for president of the United States, and we still have a deficit. We still have problems in the United States of America, so we're looking at solving problems. So this presidential campaign that I'm campaigning is going to be a little different from what the other presidential candidates are doing, and I'll be showing you how to solve problems. I'll be showing you how my presidential campaign solves the problems. The problems of the United States of America, the problems that are happening out in the streets in the United States of America, the problems that are happening in the homes in the United States of America, and the problems that are happening in the United States government. Now, this campaign of mine is national and international, but I will mostly be talking about the United States, because that's the way they want it. This project started it in the United States. Education program started in the United States, but it's national and international. And with it being national and international, we're going to show you how to show our national international relations, public affairs, public relations, how we get along with international countries, international policing, international politics. It's not going to be like the 20 president's campaign before the 2020 to 2016 president's campaign, and anything like collusion. See, it's not going to be collusion in my president's campaign because I can interact with the international governments. And this president's campaign, the one that I have, has a government platform. The government platform is based itself on neutrality. So I'm neutral, and then I have sole authority. So that's an authority that rules. And that's one thing you're going to find out. In order to do anything, you need authority. And tell you what types of authority, how you get authority, and you'll understand why we're having problems out in the public, and why the United States government is the United States government, and why you and I, we have politicians, we have a vote, and we're voting. What we do when we vote. And when we vote, we elect people. And what the people, who the people are that we elect, and what the people do once they're elected. Are they doing the right thing? So within this college here, we have a way to evaluate your political officials. So I'm bringing methods and methodology that my projects that I had to do in college, my master's and doctorate degrees, to evaluate your public officials. So find out, let your public officials get, if you work, you have worked, you get monthly evaluations, or every quarter you get an evaluation. They say, well, your evaluation is A, B, C, or D, and they hire you or they fire you. But here you got to go through an impeachment or some type of prosecution to remove your senator or congressman. So the United States government is evaluating their public officials. Because we need to have good public officials. We have to have, the government need public officials that are professional, successful, and more successful, and public officials that can socialize with the citizens and live within the customs of the United States of America. So we're going to be talking about the Constitution. We're going to talk about our customs. We'll talk about our morals. We'll take a look at our customs and morals, and we're going to take a look at our education. Do we have the right education? And if not, how do we know we do not have the right education? So these are things that are going to be happening in Merciful President's presidential campaign. We're going to be doing a lot of evaluations. We're going to be doing a lot of reading, a lot of writing. And now this writing is done mostly by electronic surveillance. This is electronic surveillance is law enforcement. This is intelligence, which is intelligence is some form of policing. So we have policing running for President of the United States. It wasn't that way to begin with, but it became that way after I was successful in policing because of the problems that the citizens are having. It's not so much as that it's policing, but it's your public health. We're dealing with the public health, and we're dealing with public communications, and we're dealing with justice. We're dealing with the justice and bringing about justice in the United States of America, the way to bring about justice. And it's done through the United States Army. This is an Army college. And so it's done through the United States Army. And the reason why it's done through the United States Army is because public police is not large enough to do what the United States Army does with police. Matter of fact, with education. And not only that, with their employees. So this is the difference. And those are some of the things that I've made some copies of today before my broadcast, things that I can read to you and let you know what I'm talking about. So that's what we're going to be doing. Instead of more or less a lot of gossip, I'm giving you prime examples. We're going to have prime examples. We're going to have prime facts. We're going to have prime evidence, the true and right evidence to everything that needs to be, that you have a problem understanding. Any type of phenomena, any type of dissatisfaction. Now, this is a college. This is the United States Army. The United States Army is campaigning, is producing a candidate for President of the United States in their cabinet. I've been doing this for this is the 28th year in a college in the United States Army. And they would not let me go, so they had to develop the United States government up to the point that they're now allowing me to be on television. This is a radio and television broadcast, so I'm on radio and television. It's a dual type of communications, dual type of communicating through to the public. And supposedly, if I'm on television tonight, Dr. Esper, the Secretary of the Defense, is supposed to get with me now that I'm publicized. But if you take a look at my landing pages and show page, you'll see that I have sponsors in order to broadcast this, my presidential campaign. It's been a long time coming. It's more or less like a graduation. Now, this is a graduation within academics where it's successful. And I'm a black man that's doing this academics, and I'm that black man that's successful. So I'm successful in academics in the United States Army. I was successful in academics in the black colleges, successful in academics in the Caucasian colleges, our community colleges, and this is in the Army. Way to go to college. I thought I was going to college and they were going to pay me to go to college. They paid me to go to college after I got out of during the Vietnam era. And then I went back into the Army to go back to college after I graduated, signed back up, passed my test, went back into college to they're going to give me another scholarship. from a master's and doctorates. I went back in. They accepted me in the academy and made me pay for it. Unless I'm smart. I have to pay for my college in the United States government. Usually the United States government pays for you to go to college. I even have to pay for my lunch, breakfast, dinner, supper, if I get it. So, and I live in the community. This is a community type program. They need somebody to study the community. So my campaign is studying the government, studying the community. When I say the community, I mean everything in the community. When I say government, I mean everything in the government. Or we're going to have something left out. And the way to prove that we're studying, learn, and doing intelligence on everything is recorded on electronic surveillance. So I'm hooked up on a hot wire, which is like a police wire, like you see in the movies, but it's a different kind of wire. It's just nice in the movies. It's kind of like the Borg drama or something like that. So it's a new method of keeping data and information on the public, a new way of keeping data and information on me. I was like the guinea pig. If I can do it and provide it, then it can be used. They're the observant. So now we have method and ways and procedures and processes to handle anything. That's handle riots, that's handle wars, that's to handle crime, that's to handle love, that's to handle religion, you name it, we've got the answer. And if it's written, any type of record of it, we get a record of it. So my presidential campaign is a government platform. And in my government platform, my information goes all the way back to within the Bible before Christ. And even in the archives, if they've written it and chipped into it, no matter what, how it's done, archaeology or archaeology records, the whole Library of Congress is recorded and everything and put into electronic form. So this is, I'll be talking to you about electronic form. You're seeing some things in the news about artificial intelligence. This is a new form of artificial intelligence. And like I said before, the artificial intelligence belongs to the United States Army, but it belongs to the United States government. It's not a private industry. And that's why we're talking about in the School of Business, and we're talking about industry. Industry is industry. A lawyer, doctor, engineer, and people are proprietorships, corporations, and LLCs. So those type of partnerships, those are businesses. That's how people are classified when they do their tax returns. So we even classify you doing tax returns. Take a look at your tax returns. Things I'm talking and campaigning to you about on the news daily. We're talking about tax returns now when they're talking about the loans, the money, and that, the way things are happening, you know, tax breaks, the cause and effects of what's happening. And the solutions to it. And those people are working up solutions. I already have solutions. Like I said, I've been in this 48 years, and my solutions are ready. Those people, they're going to try to go 28 years in the future to make some solutions. But my solutions are good for 100 years plus. My solutions will last forever, according to the United States Army. So if I tell you something, the United States Army guarantees my education because they have a way to test it, experiment with my education. You find out that when you get into master's and doctorate degrees, they test your education. They can experiment with your education. Because you're going to use it, they can use it. And the government needs more education. But my education covers everything. I had to develop and invent a new education. And that's what I had to do. And then I had to pay for it. Sometimes I think about that and I want to laugh because I had to pay for it. I mean, education expense. Have you had to pay for your own education? An education on a master's degree and a project on a master's degree that covers the coronavirus. That's a lot of money showing up out there to cover the coronavirus. Now, for one student to take that and go to try to resolve it and doesn't have any money, have to come up with that kind of money, they either get an F or they get an A. The U.S. Army can be difficult. But the United States government can be difficult. And they said, well, you're in the college, you have to afford it. And I thought you'd be in the college, getting into college, they were going to afford me. But you have to afford yourself in this college. So, and one thing about this college is that they keep a record of you, and your records go into a business. And you have to have a business. You have to start a business. And the business is to keep records of you and what you do. And so if you start a business, you know that you need some way of recording those records. So I had the hotwire hookup in Camp Billis, and then the University of Texas, where the black senators in the Texas Senate afforded me electronic surveillance. They paid for that for me. Cost them $680 billion. I had to pay it back to them. So that's an electronic surveillance system where that's used for education. It's for record keeping. So when you get up onto like graduate education, and you have to evaluate companies, I don't want to call companies names, to make it seem like it might incriminate some companies. I might say something about it, but let's say big Fortune 500 companies or somebody like, let's say a company is the United States government. Now, they're not ashamed. They may not point the finger. Let's say you get on your master's degree and you have to, the United States government is your project. So I'm going to show you how to become President of the United States with the United States government as my project. They took me and said, okay, the United States government needs a president, needs an executive. And we want you to, you know, we need somebody to make us an executive. I make an executive for the United States government in order to get a grade in college. What do you do? What do you do? You make an executive. You have to follow the directions of the teacher. And you have to make your project. So I made an executive. And once I made my executive, I'm going to give you just a short talk of this, but it will be, as I go through these, my more in the future, it'll be the long spread it out way. You said an executive have to go out and invent medicine. Executive is a doctor. Where else is an executive? A lawyer is an executive. An engineer is an executive. But now, when they get on the executive and into executive positions. So most executives are directors. Some of them are less than directors. They're junior executives, you know, junior management. So we're talking about people that have a lot of responsibility. And becoming President of the United States, that's a lot of responsibility. We're talking about how do you handle that responsibility. Show you the way how to handle some responsibility and what to use in handling responsibility. I think I have on my landing page that I've been trained to be President of the United States. I have been trained to be President of the United States. I have an F. My project would have received an F. So you find out that when you use your resources, then you become part of your resources. Your resources become part of you. So it's an experience to an experience. And these are the things you got to learn in order to say that I'm an American citizen. I live the American way. I obey the Constitution. I obey the Bible. I obey the customs of the United States of America. And I do not break the law. And then those characteristics, that character, those customs, those experiences are you and you are those experiences. And then you're saying, I'm proud to be an American. So those are the things that we're talking about. Those are the things that need to be expressed. And those are the things that need to be experienced. People need to experience being a good American. And it looks like people are trying to exhibit that, or advocate that, but they don't know how to do it. But they're doing something. So that's good. You get up in here, you start to learn about psychological warfare, things of that nature. Then you start to learn about crime. And that's two of the things I have here, some additional information from the internet. It's police science, and the other one is military science. But I'm not going there yet. I'm just campaigning. Because I want you to search your soul and find out if you're a good American. And if so, how do you know you're a good American? I'm in a place, in a position where if I talk to you, it's not play. And if I talk to you, it's not hate. If I talk to you, it's not fight. We want some results. So we're looking for some results. Hopefully I'm not talking too like I'm violent or rude. Because sometimes that pencil and paper, you just have to work with it. But then again, too, one of my requirements in order to graduate from the Army Academy is to be a chaplain. I have to be an Army preacher. So in here, we'll talk about the Ten Commandments. And evaluate the Ten Commandments with the United States Constitution. So now, that's what I was talking about, experiencing being a good American. Because in the Ten Commandments, it talks to you about thou shalt not lie, steal, kill, fornicate, covert. The United States Constitution, it says, it's a penalty for the prosecutor, it's prosecutorial, to kill, lie, steal. Those are violations of the law. So in the Bible, it's a violation of, it's a law that says do not violate people's lives, you know, and then it is a violation. So you're saying, I will not do those things. So I want to know if you're that type of American citizen that you said and says, I will not do those things. And if so, we have a lot of good public health. If so, we have a lot of good people that's going to help us work public health. A lot of good people are looking for good police jobs and working, helping people, know how to help people, and know how to help people because they're going to be taught the law. The law tells you how to help people. I notice some people are trying it with just raising their hand. Some people are trying it with doing things with more than one at a time and saying that I'm a good person. And that's what the United States government wants. Because I've been doing it for 28 years. I've got 28 years of records showing you that's what I've been doing. So we're going to take a look at the records of the United States of America and what it has been doing. And then you'll know if you're a good person. And then I'll also show you what we do is teach you how to be a good person if you have doubt that you're not a good person. And if you need more help to become one, then we have that help because we have a new educational system. So the United States government has gone into result type oriented this present campaign. We're going to be results and more than using performance. We're talking about immediate results, results in a minute, results in seconds, results in minutes. We're talking about some results because of the things that are happening now. You need results. If you want it, you'll be ready now. You don't have to wait a month or a year. And I tell you what, the United States government has been working on it. So they have it. We have it. But they've held back. I say this, that I'm a little dissatisfied because I think you should receive it yesterday. That's the type of person I am, is ready. I mean, I'm ready for it to go. But they said to me that, you know, we are customs. And that's what you have to learn. We have customs. So it's a custom when you sit down at the table to eat. It's a custom when you go to cook. It's a custom when you watch television. It's a custom when you love your family, when you lead your family. We're living by custom. So a custom will allow you to do the things you're doing, except overdo things. Overdoing things is something they don't want me to do. So I'm not going to over-talk about, I'm not going to put more emphasis on some things that seems violent. The way I'm going to do it is let you know that we're results oriented. We have the results. The United States government has the results. You can go check with your congressmen, your senators, your state representatives, and ask them, does the United States government have the results of anything you need? What's happening to you right now? Ask them if they have the results. They'll tell you the United States government has the results. And it's in a government platform and merciful president. Now, whether you know it or not, I work with all of your governors. I work with the governor of each state. I work with all of the political officials in each state because I evaluate them. I teach those political officials. And I have the teachers to teach your political officials. I know it seems like, maybe you're not satisfied, but maybe they have hard evaluations. They grew up in the United States just like all the rest of us. I'm in Texas. We don't have too many hard-headed people in Texas. Or they get a belt to you down here about being hard-headed. So I'm pretty sure somebody had put the pencil on. Because I was evaluated too. I was in banking before I joined the Army for the second time. Went back into the military for the second time. Or maybe for the third time. Because I needed education. I was raised to in the Texas school system, and one thing they stress is education. So I know if you're out there in the streets, if you're doing whatever you're doing, you need some education. You lost without information because you can't tell me anything. And that's the way it was from 18 years old up. I had to find out. So somebody's going to have to tell me what to do, or either I'm going to have to know what to do. So more than likely, you're looking for somebody to tell you what to do. I can tell you what to do because I've been trained to tell you what to do. And I've been hired to tell you what to do. Now, the United States government hired my business once I got into college and university and had to keep records on me. The company that keep records on me, the agency that keep records on me is the FBI, the United States Army FBI. I got into Camp Bullis and found out that I was a senator, and kind of found out I was a senator in the FBI. This is intelligence. They don't tell you these things. I mean, if I'd been hard-headed and aggressive, boy, I'd have been some trouble. I mean, I had much to drink. They don't tell you all these things, so the things that's happening now. They haven't told you, that we have the answers to whatever your problems are because it's done in a business structure. It's done in an organizational manner. And it's done according to security, and public safety, and public health. So we can use some public safety out there now and some public health. Now, the United States government has public health and public safety methods, military, state, federal, local, and we're not violent. And the way they've done it, it's not any violence per se, but it's used to stop violence. The thing about military science, excuse me, military science and education. Education is that's not violent. But now, unless we're attacked by an enemy, and that's why we have the Department of Justice, we have the Department of Defense, that's why you have your congressmen and senators and state representatives that grew up right there in your neighborhood, and you elect them, and then they sit up in this bicameral system, in the state system, and goes on to the national system, so that you can have somebody that you can trust, somebody can look over you as if they were your mother and father, like a flock of shepherds. And they can plan your future. So that's what has been done, is that the United States government has planned your future, at least the atmosphere and the assets to it, to your future, have been planned. And the philosophy is there. The laws, they're there. So now we need your undivided attention, like you tell us in college, your undivided attention. So we need your attention to what's going on, and your attention to merciful president. This is a president campaign, and I'm a black man, and you can't miss me. And I can't lie to you, I'd go to jail. If I tell you we have the results, we have the results. If I tell you we have help for you, we have help for you. Or you're going to see me go to jail. So now either I want to be right or wrong. So we're going to talk to you about being right and about wrong. So what's going on there now? I was reading some information here a little earlier. Just to give you a little brief synopsis of what it is here. First I go to my presidential campaign in the government platform. Now, the government platform is the government. So the government has constructed and has patented the United States government. So that way you know, and we know that we have, if you're, what's going on in the world today, they have, I'm into investing and finance, and they needed a person finance, they have blueprints and seminars and things like that. We have a blueprint of the United States government. So, and this government platform is a plan. The United States government did a plan. So those are your politicians. They're up there planning. They're up there planning now how to stop this rioting. What the feelings. They're trying to plan your feelings. Trying to plan your life. They're trying to plan it. Now, it has been planned, but it's not used. So this is more of what we used to call it, central, more of something that's not automated. This is just something that's more human that they're doing now. And the thing about that is we call it where we interact with each other and try to sit and hold hands. Instead of speeding it up and, you know, doing platforms and doing more television and promising and showing certain things, because it's a possibility that there's an enemy. It's a possibility that it is an enemy. So if I read to you about police science, I read to you about military science, you're going to find out police science deals with criminals. Military science deals with the military process and development of the military, studying the military. And what we have here is that the United States government's government platform is bringing a planned life. See, your life's already planned, a planned life, a planned living, planned government for 100 years or more. So your life has already been planned, your living's already been planned, and the government's already been planned. All you have to do is live, but you have to live right. And that's the thing about this education. We can evaluate you and tell you if you're living right. So And this is a different type of president's campaign where I promise that I can do this and I promise that I can do that. We have the models. And the School of Business, you'll find out that they do models. And we can make models just about any kind of way. Some things in the public, now they're calling them apps. Models. And, you know, they call an app. Some of that stuff, those things are good, but you'll find out that we are a communications unit. And I was told, you know, I can tell the communications unit, it's the 136 signal. It was state of Texas, and that's the communications unit. And communications deals with telephones, communications, your light systems, communications, just about anything that's electric, electronic. And there's two ways to communicate. You communicate orally, like what I'm doing now, I'm talking, or you communicate through writing. Those are the only two ways you can communicate. So now you hear me talking, you know I'm talking, and that's oral. But now when I talk, you have to have some education so you can understand the words that I'm talking. See, so you're gonna get some education. You have to understand the words that I'm talking. Then they go with the words that I'm talking to go through your ears and come back out through your head. This is tell us that when the kids, you know, little kids, you know, it's going in your ear and coming out through your other ear, but if it goes in your ear, it's supposed to stay in your head, that type of stuff. I tell you that now, I'm 69. So you can still tell that. You'll find out intelligence when I start telling you about intelligence. And what I had to do to invent an executive. An executive hear things. That's a person. So you tell an executive, goes in one ear and comes out the other, it's got a hole in his head. So those people out there in the public are looking for something that'll go in their head and stay in their head. And that'll help their head. See, because once it goes in their head, they're going to need to see some results. Not so much as hear results. We want to see some results. That's what they're saying. We want to see some results. That's the way it is in the college. They want to see an A or 100 or an F. You don't want to see F's and A. I'm F's and you don't want to see anything less than an A. Less than 100. Or you're missing something. So the public is telling us, and I know they're telling us, something is missing. We're missing something. Now, why is that I'm keeping them from missing something? Or is it your public officials keeping you from missing something? Who's keeping you all from missing something? What's missing? Something's missing. So I want to sound like, you know, it's not here, but it's here. So I start dealing with something missing and dealing with just what's out in the public. I'm going to give you a little something here. I take my information from books so that you can understand it, and it's written, and then it'll go into my computer system. Goes into the computer system. So my record will be there. That I did I'm doing this broadcast. And it goes directly to the FBI, a database, but it's a private database. They keep a record of what I'm doing so that they know I'm talking to you people, talking to the public. I'm running for President of the United States. And here I copied from the internet, military science. Now, that's something that's in my colonel told me, Lieutenant Colonel Wallace told me, said, after I finished college, I finished most of what they needed. He told me that's military science. After you finished it. So military science, here it says, military science has written the study of the causes and tactical principles of warfare. Now I looked at this scene, I said, the study of the causes and tactical principles of warfare. I just want to know about the causes, per se. So what are you talking about, causes? In order to find out about a cause, I'll show you how to resolve some of that stuff, those things out there. I took a look at, a little further down here, it has military science, the study of the causative factors and tactical principles of warfare. I says, I'm interested in the causative. Causative. It's cause in this stuff. So now the causative is acting as a cause. Now that's the definition of causative. Acting as a cause. So what's acting as a cause out there? Something out there is acting as a cause. So now you see how we sit up in the office and take a look. What's going on out there? We have to get us some books and figure it out. So now to get some books and figure out this presidential campaign. Because we don't have any money. But we were supposed to have some money. Looks like we don't have any morals, but we're supposed to have some morals. Acting as a cause. So what's acting as a cause of our morals? I'll take a look at that. I'll think a little bit too, and I go down here. It says causative definition is effective or operating as a cause or an agent. How to use causative in a sentence. And some of these things, I said, well, not what I want to know about, but acting as the cause of something. Now, that's getting close to what's happening. Acting as the cause of something. So those people out there are standing up, acting as the cause of something. They said, I'm acting as a cause of representing my mentality, representing my knowledge in the United States of America, representing my status. It could be their rights have been abridged. It could be that they're a lot of things. It could be that they're a victim. They might even think they're victims. So they lash out. So now this is some military science and how to just, you know, if I'm sitting in the class, well, I've got to do something about it. Because it could be, it's my research. Now, what am I going to do about this? Now, this is my research. I look at this again. It says here, causative is acting as a cause. I want to go back over here. I want to take a look at cause again. I looked up cause and printed out cause. It says a person or thing that gives rise to an action. A cause is a word. Cause not a person. A cause is giving rise to an action. It says giving rise to an action, a phenomena, or a condition. It's a cause. Now we're saying that possibly, I do intelligence and I do law enforcement, that possibly what's happening out there, and this year it could be forensics. Now possibly what's happening out here has happened is an action, a phenomena, or a condition. It might be that we're saying, well, I could say that, if I don't know all these definitions, I say that's a condition because it happens more than once. I say that's a phenomenon because we don't know, you know, how often does it, what is a phenomenon? Now, that's one word I got to learn. I mean, I had to learn it and I like it. It says phenomena, a fact, occurrence, or circumstance observed or observable. That's a good one for me. They have at night to be down our streets and they see something go through the sky. They call them UFOs. Now, where did that thing come from? That's a phenomenon. The tire blew out, and that's a phenomenon. You know, and it could be, first thing you say, what caused it? See, now there we go. You're thinking, so you know that you have your dictionary, your vocabulary, cause. So now you're using those words out there in the public calls. What's causing this? You know, and you got to have the answers. You know, the only thing we'll answer is some education. Because if education doesn't answer it, what can't answer it? It has to be in writing or it has to be in talk. Now, where are we going to get these answers to what's happening in writing and what's happening in talking? There's something on the news later today about, you know, you have to look on the news and then that's short written. does not always have to look on the television, at the television, or at the newspapers, but, you know, it's in writing, or it's oral. But, you know, we know it's cause, and we know it's some kind of phenomenon. And we know it's some kind of action. Because it either stopped, or it had to stop, or whatever had moved, it's just an act. Could be just an idea. So you learn how to investigate is this a good presidential campaign? Is this a good presidential campaign? Am I going to be able to help you people in with public health and public safety? And we have something going on out there that says that the coronavirus pandemic is coming back again a second time, even more so. If that happens, we got another crime. Ms. Pelosi said that the pandemic is a crime. It's on my other radio show. Pandemic's a crime. The coronavirus pandemic's a crime. Now, do I have to dodge? I might have to dodge whatever, because I'm in the FBI. They have to dodge sometimes. But we're going to tell you the truth. So now, is it good for a policeman, one that knows something, knows what to do, or learning something, learning what to do, to run for president of the United States? And should I share it with you? Is it going to be incriminating, or is it going to be my sharing my knowledge and education with you, or are you going to be a violent person? Will that make you violent? Listen, will that make you violent? Tell you something about, I have evidence on John Doe City. And here comes an army of murderers, killers. You know, is that in the American public? Does a president's campaign, a president's candidate, have to stop them, award them, arrest them? Does a president's candidate have enough education that the president's candidate can prosecute? Does a presidential candidate have enough education that candidate can prosecute? I have it, because my records are back there in the FBI. And the way to do it, the records are back there in the FBI. So now the thing about this presidential campaign is that we know we have a public health problem. Because we have violence in the public. Of lack of education in the public, of lack of interest in religion. Religion is 10 commandments, and the main one right now that's facing us is thou shalt not kill. This thing is about killing. I mean, it's just about killing. But you can't prove it. Can you prove the health problem of a person, that person's health problem? Now, we're getting reports. And how long does it take? Why is it that we do not and cannot save a life before it dies? We're talking about what? Preventive crime. We're talking about what? Preventive medicine. Do we have it? Yes, we have it. So I'd advise you to be with the law. Obey the law. Because that's good public health. Like I said, this is a different type of presidential campaign. This is government. So we're going to be talking to you about the government and what the government can do, what the government has done for you and prove it. And we tell you we can solve a crime, a murder, an instance, and an incident, an accident, in a matter of minutes, we mean it. Or what, we're going to have some what? Negative action, some negative phenomena, some negative conditions. And that has to go to the court. And before you get to the court, you've got to have the education for the court. Proof that the crime is explainable. Just proof that public safety is explainable, the public health is explainable. It's not even, you can't explain it. So how do you know what's wrong? And continuing on, now this is just, this is cause, and this cause is dealing with police education. And police education here, we'll put that over there right quick because I only have a few minutes. Excuse me, that's military science. So now we want to go to a little bit of police education right quick and see what's happening in police education. It says police science is the science dealing with principally with investigation and detection of crime. Now, the only way you can do that is with some education. So what do we have in America now? We have education. Do we have good education? You go out there and you start talking, and you'll be talking this way, and the police will arrest you because your education is bad, your talk is bad. Do we have good education? So now, those are the things we're going to prove that we have good education. So I'm looking forward to the public working with Merciful President. If you work with Merciful President, you're going to be working with the public officials. So you're going to see your public officials in action. Now, on my other radio show, I said, you know, I'm in the Army with your children. I said that here, I'm in the Army with your children, and those are your politicians. I'm a politician. Those are your politicians. Well, those are your mothers and fathers. Our ancestors go back in politicians. Our ancestors go back into the military. Somebody said a chip off the old block. Maybe we've got to prove that, too, with education. We know if that chip talks and what it talks. So now we're going to know what education talks and how it talks and why it talks and where it came from, and you know, the more ways, four ways. And we're talking about what's written. Is this what we're reading and understanding? The written part of America, is it valid? So this is something I'm looking forward to, and I hope you all are looking forward to it too. And I advise you, your political officials are doing good if they're not. They're going to be entertained by the FBI. This is no threat. It's just that we're going to shake hands with them and tell them they need some education. Because America has some education. You're about to see the new era of education. And this is Merciful President. And we'll be signing off for today. My show is bi-weekly. So we'll see you again in 2 weeks.